Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. Seven more teens now face charges in a horrific Long Island murder case. Nassau police announced new arrests last night in the killing, which happened as people recorded it instead of seeking help.
On the eve of his funeral, Nassau police have made more arrests in the fatal stabbing of Oceanside High School senior Kasim Morris. Teens are awaiting arraignment on charges connected with the September 16th after-school fight. 18-year-old Tyler Flack of Lido Beach has already been charged with second-degree murder. Police say he inflicted the single stab wound that killed Morris. Nassau police say that Morris was killed in a strip mall near the high school and that the attack was over a girl. Al Jones, 1010 Winds on Long Island.
Police have a news conference later this morning. Of course, stay with 1010 Winds and 1010winds.com for the latest developments. The weekend began in violence in the city with seven people shot last night into early this morning. There were two shootings in Brooklyn, one in Queens, one in the Bronx. Two people were killed, one critically hurt, four more wounded. A shooting in Queens left an 18-year-old man dead, a 24-year-old man critical. Happened just before 8 p.m. in Far Rockaway. In the Bronx, a 22-year-old man died after being found with head and body wounds in Crotona Park. The Brooklyn shootings both happened in East New York. All of those victims are expected to survive. No arrests in any of these incidents. It is subpoenas and stunners on impeachment this morning. Congressional leaders have issued their subpoenas in the inquiry, with White House Democrats demanding documents from Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and scheduling legal depositions from others in the State Department. This, as Washington Post reports, the president told two senior Russian officials in the Oval Office in 2017 he wasn't concerned about Moscow's interference in the election. The Post, Shane Harris.
This is the same conversation in which the president revealed a highly classified source of information that the United States had about ISIS operations, and also remarked to the Russian officials that after having fired Jim Comey the day before, that he had relieved a lot of pressure on him at the time. And I'll remember that when the president fired Jim Comey, there was suspicion that he had done that because the FBI was investigating him and his campaign for connections to Russia.
The Post is also reporting the White House moved to limit access to more calls between President Trump and foreign leaders, including the Saudi Crown Prince and Russian leader Vladimir Putin. Congress has plenty of questions about the military aid to Ukraine, too.
President Trump claimed he withheld nearly $400 million in military aid to Ukraine because of corruption in the country. But documents obtained by the AP show the Pentagon certified in May that enough progress was made to release the congressionally authorized aid. The package was finally released earlier this month. House impeachment inquiry wants to know if Trump withheld the money and weapons to get Ukraine to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden's son Hunter to gain a political advantage over Biden. The chairs of the House Budget and Appropriations Committees want Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney and Budget Director Russell Vogt to explain the discrepancy. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Meantime, former Mayor Rudy Giuliani, President Trump's personal lawyer and a key figure in the controversy, is telling Sky News.
Would I like to testify and tell my story? Sure. I've been telling it all the time.
Giuliani also says he should be considered a whistleblower. We're also learning more about some Republicans' plan for pushback. Page Six reporting that Republican U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham was talking loudly about the controversy during a call on a JetBlue flight out of D.C. yesterday. Observer telling the paper that he was talking to somebody named Jared, maybe Kushner, before takeoff, that the controversy is, quote, Kavanaugh on steroids, and charging the whistleblower has bias. Graham also said he'd be on CBS's Face the Nation, so we may well hear more. Triple E has arrived in New York and close to home. Health officials saying the mosquitoes that carry the potentially deadly virus have been found in both Rockland County and on Long Island. The mosquitoes were found in Orangetown, Rockland, and on Manorville in Long Island. Suffolk officials say they will spray tonight. There have been no human cases of Eastern equine encephalitis in either community. Triple E is extremely rare, but a third of the people infected will die, and there have been cases in New Jersey and Connecticut this year. A court date on drug charges for a woman accused in a robbery scheme police say left a famous chef dead.
The death of Cipriani chef Andrea Zamperoni was caused by an accidental drug overdose, according to the medical examiner's office. But the ME's report listed alcohol, cocaine, and GHB, not fentanyl. The woman accused of supplying him the lethal combination was in court pleading not guilty in connection with the fentanyl overdose death of another young man, also in a Queens motel over the summer. 41-year-old alleged prostitute Angelina Barini is working on a plea deal, according to her attorney. She's charged in connection with three fatal overdoses, two involving fentanyl, which authorities say may have been the result of her attempts to incapacitate and rob the young men. Authorities say she never called for help. Sonia Rincon, 1010 Winds News.
The 14th Street car ban is on again. City set to start restricting traffic on five blocks of the crosstown artery after an appellate court refused to block the plan yesterday. West Village and Chelsea residents groups have been fighting for months, claiming it will create a nightmare of traffic on side streets. Mayor de Blasio and transit officials say it will ease crosstown express bus runs. Now expect to take effect on Thursday. Stay with 1010 Winds for traffic and transit on the ones. He shot himself with a stolen gun and lied about it. That's what police say an off-duty city sanitation agent did yesterday, and he's facing a bunch of charges. Police say 40-year-old Kai Simeon was found bleeding on the ground in a parking lot on East Tremont Avenue in Throgs Neck yesterday afternoon. They say he told officers he was shot by a gunman who was still on the loose. Soon, though, investigators found the gun at the scene, discovered it was stolen, and then they say Simeon gave it up, saying he made up the story after accidentally shooting himself. He's now charged with weapons possession, false reporting, and more. Arraignment pending last night. You can have the day off for Rosh Hashanah if you prove you're really celebrating it. Transit Workers Union says that's what the MTA told a 22-year veteran employee this year. Union telling the Daily News Benjamin Schaefer asked for the day off for the Jewish New Year and was initially denied. He asked again. Supervisor reportedly said yes, but only if he could supply documentation or he'd be marked AWOL. The local says that smacks of anti-Semitism and is definitely anti-worker. Schaefer says it's degrading. MTA says they respect workers' beliefs and make every effort to accommodate time off requests. They say he asked for the time after all leaves were granted, but they also say no documentation is necessary. A skateboarder seriously hurt in a crash with an unmarked police car on Staten Island last night. Police say that car was responding with lights and sirens at the intersection of Henderson and Oakland Avenues in West Brighton. The male skateboarder taken to Richmond University Hospital is expected to recover. Police tell the Advance there's no crosswalk or pedestrian signal at that intersection, and the cruiser tried to avoid the rider and hit an SUV in the process.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.